Well, hey, everybody, welcome to episode 298 of the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast. As always, it's brought to you by our good friends at Legacy Realty of Iowa and Revive Dermatology Clinic and Spa. When it comes to real estate, experience matters. At Legacy Realty of Iowa, we pride ourselves on having one of the largest and most experienced teams in Ankeny, with over 75 agents strong. As one of the top brokerages in the metro, our local agents bring unparalleled knowledge of the market to help you make the best decisions for your home sale or purchase. Whether you're buying your first home, upgrading, or looking to sell, our team is ready to provide expert guidance every step of the way. Backed by the national strength of LPT Realty, we offer cutting-edge tools and marketing strategies to ensure your success. Legacy Realty of Iowa, your trusted partner for buying or selling in Central Iowa. All right, well, we're going to talk some Ankeny Christian Academy boys basketball tonight. In a little while, I'll be visiting with ACA coach Jay Neihart and one of his senior standouts. But right now, my first guest is a realtor at Legacy Realty of Iowa, and she has been a frequent guest on the podcast. She is Tiffany Rummelhart. Tiffany, thanks for joining me. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me again.
Hey, you bet. Well, yeah, I haven't seen you for a while. How's things been going?
Things are going well. Loving this beautiful sunny weather we're having right now. I'm hoping it sticks around for a while.
Well, yeah, this would be a great day to be out looking at homes, wouldn't it?
Yes, it would be a great day. I know I held an open house yesterday. We had some great traffic, talked to a few other agents, and I know they had some great traffic yesterday as well. So we're definitely seeing people out there.
Well, good. Well, yeah, for those of you who are avid listeners of the podcast, you're probably aware that Legacy Realty of Iowa took over the sponsorship of our podcast on January 1st, and we certainly appreciate their support. Tiffany and some of the other realtors who were previously on the podcast have also made the transition over to Legacy. You know, so has it been a smooth transition?
You know what? It has been a really smooth transition. Legacy has great back office support. The training is pretty phenomenal. It's a lot of the things, there's a lot of things that go into making that kind of transition, but they really made it really easy and smooth. There were a lot of us that kind of transitioned all at the same time. So they had their work cut out for them, but they did a great job. And I'm really happy where we landed. I think it's a great brokerage, great company.
Well, good. Well, I haven't worked for a lot of media companies in my career, but in the few job transitions that I've had, you know, I know that one company may do things a little differently than another one, even if they're in the same industry. You know, so is there anything the Legacy does that is markedly different from your previous employers and that you think would be beneficial for your clients?
You know, there's a lot of things I think would be beneficial. They really are community-driven, community-focused, which I think is great. They're Des Moines metro-wide, I think we're pushing about almost 180 agents strong. A big majority of those agents are just in Ankeny, and so that is really beneficial when you're working with an agent from Legacy because their referral network is so big, and to be able just to bounce ideas off each other, maybe find pocket listings that are coming up, there's just a lot of advantages to having that backing behind you, having that big strong network to interact with daily and to meet with and talk to and just kind of, you know, talk it out with everybody. It's great.
Well, you guys kind of transitioned over towards the end of the year. You know, do you feel like you're settled in pretty well now?
Yes, I think so. Again, there's a lot of things that go into this type of transition, a lot of new learning curves. But you know what? It doesn't matter what brokerage you're with in the real estate world. There's something different every day. So we're always learning. So it's all good.
Well, no, there's a couple of specific properties you wanted to talk about. There's a few new lots that you have over in the Pine Lakes Estates, and that's in the development east of the interstate near Costco, right?
Yeah. Wow, super excited about this. With MJ Properties, we were able just to take on six new lots over there. They're very nice sized lots. They're flat lots, but lots of space. 90,000 to 115,000 are the price points on those. And that area, I think, you know, over time, well, we know Costco's out there already, which if Costco's out there, there's going to be a lot of neat businesses that are going to follow. So we're going to see that part of Ankeny really growing, really expanding. That development's going to have some great walking trails. It's going to have some great walking features to it. It's going to be beautiful out there. So super excited to have some new lot listings out there.
Well, yeah, that area is really growing. I know we had some family in town about a month ago, and they were staying in a B&B over there, and I couldn't believe all the new developments. But I guess that's really one of the few places in town where the city can still expand, right?
Yeah, for sure. Every time I drive over there, I think I see something new or something starting to go up. I'm super excited about that area, partly because I live on that side of town, too. So hopefully it'll bring some fun new restaurant shops, different types of retail, all that good stuff for all of us on this side of town, too.
All right, Tiffany, well, hey, thanks a lot for coming in today, and appreciate it, and enjoy the weather.
Yeah, you too. Thanks for having me.
You bet. All right, well, the boys' state basketball tournament tipped off today at Wells Fargo Arena, and I wanted to highlight the Ankeny Christian Academy boys' squad tonight. On my left is the head coach of the Eagles. He guided the team to a 17-8 record this season, and he's compiled an 82-33 mark in his 5 seasons with the program. He is Jay Neihardt. Coach, thanks for joining me. How you doing?
We're doing well. Thanks for having us, Dan.
Hey, you bet. And to my right is a senior forward for the Eagles. He went 3 of 8 from 3-point range, and he scored a team-high 12 points in the Eagles' loss to second-ranked Madrid in a Class 1A sub-state final on March 1st at the Knapp Center. For the season, he averaged nearly 12 points and 4.5 rebounds per game. He is Hayden Davis. Hayden, thanks for joining me. How you doing?
Good, really good. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, you bet. Well, I'm just going to bounce some questions back and forth between the two of you. Coach, let's start with you. You guys went 19-4 a year ago, but you graduated all 5 starters as well as some key bench players. That senior class included some great multi-sport athletes like Eli Christensen and Tyler Mahoney. With only 3 returning players with much varsity experience, did you think this was going to be kind of a rebuilding season?
Yeah, that was definitely what we had in mind coming into this season. And we also knew that we had some guys who were really hungry and ready to kind of take their turn. And they just really stepped up early on during the summer as we were getting ready to just prepare for the season. I could tell that these guys weren't going to just let it be a rebuilding year, but they were hungry to get out there and really take advantage of the opportunities that they were given. And just give credit to Hayden and our 2 other senior captains, Austin Lundberg and Aiden Beck. They just really led the crew well and allowed us to have the success that we did.
Well, of course, this is a tradition-rich program that has won at least 15 games in every season since the 2007-08 campaign. So maybe you felt like this program was in a place where you could reload instead of rebuild, huh?
Yeah. I've been able to coach over at ACA for the last 11 seasons. I started out as assistant coach and then took over in 2020 as the head coach. And so I've been around the program for a long time and knew of the tradition. And, we just pride ourselves in putting in the hard work, and it's not just during the season but in the off season where really a lot of that work is seen. And so it's been a great opportunity for me to be involved with the program for 10 plus years.
Well, Hayden, you were one of those 3 returning players with some varsity experience. You averaged nearly 6 points and 3 rebounds as a junior. What kind of expectations did you have coming into the season?
I think echo what coach said. Is it was tough to lose a lot of those guys from last year. I knew them really well and I'd played with them for a long time, but I think we had confidence in our abilities that we've been putting in the work through the summer, and we knew that we could do something special this season, and I think that showed on the court through what we were able to accomplish and make it to sub-state this year.
Well, yeah, your teammate Aiden Beck told me for the Prep of the Week feature that we posted earlier today that he felt pretty confident going into the season because you guys had played really well during summer league, including a win over North Polk. Did those games kind of raise your confidence level as well?
Yeah, of course, and we were able to mesh really well together through those kind of just low-pressure scenarios, and we were able to get some quality playing time together, and it was really encouraging to be able to play with those guys, and I thought we just meshed really well this summer, and it was really encouraging.
Well, you had one of your best games of the season on December 12th when you had 18 points and 11 rebounds and a loss to Collins Maxwell in your 3rd game of the season. Because of your team's inexperience, were you trying to step up and be a leader early on?
Yeah, no, I was, but I was also confident in my teammates' abilities, and so I think throughout any given point of the season, we saw it in the Southeast Warren game. I think Austin had 25, and then Aiden had a lot of rebounds that game. Any point of the season, we could have guys who could step up, but I was just really encouraged by the ability that we had on the court for all 3 of those guys, Aiden, me, Austin, and then sophomore Jed Rude, were able to step up any given point and put up those numbers.
Well, Coach, your team got off to a 5-4 start before winning 9 of its next 10 games, and that began with a win over Seymour on January 14th. From your perspective, did you feel like it took a while for this team to come together?
We had a really good start to the season, and we mentioned the Collins-Maxwell game. We felt like we should have had that one. We didn't come out right away the way we wanted to. And then we had a really tough schedule coming out of Christmas where we had to face Madrid along with Linville, Soli, Baxter, three teams that have been in sub-state or at state in the last couple of years. So we knew we were going to get tested, but all those games were very competitive. We were within 5 points. You know, a bucket goes here, doesn't go for them. We're right there. So we were playing really good basketball throughout the whole season, and we were battling some injuries. You know, Hayden, he had to miss 5 games due to a high ankle sprain, and really missed out on having him with us the whole time. But he stayed locked and loaded, even on the bench, giving guys insight from what he saw. So we played good basketball. We just were missing one or two baskets here, and just very thankful that at the end of the season, we were able to figure out those games and be able to make it to that sub-state situation.
Well, yeah, I was just going to ask you about the injuries and illness situation, because Aiden had mentioned that too in that article today. He missed 4 games himself before returning for that Seymour game when he had 9 rebounds and 5 steals. So yeah, it sounds like that was maybe one of the key components of your team's surge there midway through the season, that you guys got healthier.
That was it. I mean, January was rough for us. It seemed like just as we were getting somebody back, somebody else would go down. But Hayden already alluded to that everybody was ready to step up. And even some of our younger guys, Jed Rood, he stepped up as a sophomore as our leading scorer. And looking forward to see what he does here the next couple of years. And then Austin Lumberg was our lone senior that stayed healthy. And he just kept our guys focused and put a lot of confidence in guys that maybe didn't have it at the beginning, and as the point guard just led so well on the court, obviously, but also off the court, things that people don't see, that he was just investing in guys and just even sending out messages to our group chat of just, hey guys, let's keep going, let's stay focused. And you know, we're firm believers that when you put in the work and you do the right stuff, that God's going to bless you for it. So just really thankful for our senior leadership again, whether they're receiving injuries or just staying on the court with some younger players, that they just kept us moving forward.
Well, Hayden, Coach mentioned the high ankle sprain that you had. I noticed that you missed 5 games there in mid to late January as well. So obviously that, you know, kept you out of the lineup for a while. You did come back on January 28th for the first round of the Bluegrass Conference Tournament, and you helped your team to the tournament title to go along with the regular season crown that you guys won. Now, the large schools that I cover regularly, they don't play conference tournaments, but I think that's pretty cool that you guys, you know, have one. Do you enjoy having a conference tournament?
Yeah, no, it's really fun, and it's a really fun experience to go up with travel with the teams up to Melcher Dallas this year, and we were able to take home the trophy, and that's always a nice thing to be able to have that extra trophy in the trophy case.
Well, Coach, you mentioned that earlier loss to Madrid, that was on January 6th, but that was by a score of 70-67, and that turned out to be the Tigers' closest game of the season thus far. Do you think your team gained a lot of confidence from that result, and did the thought even cross your mind at that time that you guys might see Madrid again?
Yes and yes. We see Madrid a lot. You know, we schedule them in the non-conference schedule because we know they're always going to be solid and that we're always going to get the competition needed. And going into that game, you know, previously we had lost the last couple of years about 20 plus, and after losing all those seniors, I thought, okay, what's this going to happen? And we got an early deficit, but then these guys just kept clawing back and forth, and at the very end, this guy right here, Hayden, he had a three that rimmed in and rimmed out, or else we would have headed to overtime. So yeah, that gave us the confidence because, you know, we knew what Madrid was going to be. We've been seeing them for the last 3 years with the group of seniors that they have, that they were going to be at the top. I think they have a great chance of winning the state title this week. So when we were able to do that, we knew, hey, we're right where we need to be. We just need to figure a few things out, both players and coaches, of, okay, how can we be on the other side of those 3 points? So that gave us great confidence, and we wanted that rematch. We didn't go the way that we wanted to in the end. We fought well in the sub-state game, got it down to 6 points, which is a couple minutes left in the third quarter. So we felt like we were where we needed to be and really playing the best basketball even at the end of the season.
Well, yeah, we'll definitely break down that game here in a minute. In that first game, though, Hayden, Coach mentioned the shot that you missed there at the end. I'm sure you would like to have made that one, but you did have 16 points in that game. You know, did you feel like your team took a big step forward in that game, even with the loss?
Yeah, absolutely. When you're playing against the one of the best teams, in the state, but the top team and one of the top teams in 1A, and so when you can put up numbers and play defense like that against one of those teams, I think it just gave us the confidence that we needed to take it into the playoffs, and we were able to make a really deep run this year, and that was definitely something that we saw in that game.
All right, listen to the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast, sponsored by Legacy Realty of Iowa and Revive Dermatology Clinic and Spa. Revive opened in 2017 and is located on the south side of Ankeny near Hy-Vee. They provide top-tier aesthetic procedures as well as dermatology. You can usually get a dermatology appointment the same day. Revive offers Botox, fillers, lasers, medical-grade skincare, weight loss injections, and cool sculpting. Revive loves Ankeny and is very supportive of this community. You can give them a call at 515-965-5677. Well, Coach, after you guys won the conference tournament, you close out the regular season with back-to-back losses to Linville Solely and Albia by double digits. And then you had a week off before the start of district play as you guys had some time to regroup. But, you know, you weren't exactly going into the postseason with a lot of momentum. You know, did that concern you at all?
It didn't concern us in that we knew that those were top opponents. Both Linville Solely and Albia made it far into districts. Albia just fell one game short of making state. Linville Solely actually almost beat Madrid in their district championship. So we knew they were great teams. I knew we would be able to regroup and get back on track, and just credit to the guys of not allowing those, you know, somewhat big deficits of losses to get them off kiltered. But, you know, we said, we always tell the guys, all our goals are still ahead of us. We wanted to have a regular season conference championship, a tournament conference championship. We wanted to get a top seed in the district, and then we wanted to make it to state. And every time we would suffer a loss, we say, well, let's look at our goals. Are we still able to attain them? And the answer was yes. And we didn't get the seed that we wanted in the district, but we felt like the teams that were there, we were going to be able to compete. And it was a ton of fun going down Southeast Warren for that second round game, being on the road, being able to take it to the number one seed and come out with the victory. And that was a highlight for me to be able to do that. Hayden over here had a great play. This has been fourth quarter of that game where he got the ball and got an and one, which kind of put the game away. And that was an electrifying moment. And then that one just kind of kicked us off for the next game as we headed into Martinsdale.
Well, Hayden, when the postseason pairings came out, you know, what did you think of your draw? Coach mentioned that maybe you guys didn't get as high a seed as you would have liked, but, you know, did you think you guys could go on a run and potentially get to state?
Yeah, and I think looking at the bracket, at least we saw the chance to play at the Knapp Center up at Drake, and that was after we took down it was Southeast Warren. We were like, this is real, we could play at Drake. And so we set that goal in our minds, and when we did that, it was very exciting. But I definitely thought our team competed really well with the district that we got.
Well, your team routed Mormon Trail in the first round for the second time this season. And then, like Coach mentioned, you guys posted a 68-56 win at Southeast Warren in the semifinal. Austin went 5-6 from behind the arc in that game, had 23, according to what I saw on Bound today. Mm-hmm. And then, like you said, you guys followed that with a 70-63 victory over Martinsdale St. Mary's in the district final. You had four players in double figures there, and that was only the fifth loss of the season for them. And Aiden told me that you guys had a fun celebration spraying water around in the locker room afterwards. You know, Coach, what do you think was the key to that win?
Just the guys coming ready with energy. You know, sometimes as a coach, you have to gauge where the guys are in practice. And based on practice, you'll see what the games are. And we had some of our best practices in the last week. And I think the guys were obviously excited and being able to be at the level that they're at. And they just came with the energy that was needed. Specifically, when it came to that Martinsdale game for the district final, they had the fifth best defense in 1A. I mean, they were keeping guys at 44, 43 points a game, and we knew it was going to be tough sledding going against them, but we really emphasized playing our game. If we were going to slow down and allow them to get it in that 40 or 50 range, we were going to put ourselves in a tough position. We love to get up the floor. We love to pass the ball. We average about 18 assists per game. We love to move it, make the defenses work. And we told them, you know, they're going to have a great defense, but we're going to make their defense work. And we're going to make the ball move and get to the open guys. And we had several guys, again, chip in. Tyson Fincham had an excellent game that night. Marcus Peterson coming off the bench gave us a lot of energy. That was a total team win. Both Austin and Aiden fouled out, unfortunately. But then we had guys coming in like Isaac Venema and giving us the needed minutes to close out that game. We needed every single guy in order to come away with that victory.
Well, Aiden, you had a big performance in that win. You finished with 14 points, 9 rebounds, 6 assists, and 3 steals. Mm-hmm. You know, do you think that was one of your better all-around games that you've had in your career?
Yeah, absolutely, and definitely the most fun game I've had. And so being able to get that win and jumping up and down towards the bench and the fans, that was just an unbelievable experience. But yeah, it was definitely the most fun I've had in a district game.
All right, well then you guys did lose to Madrid in the rematch in the sub-state final. The Tigers used a zone defense to kind of prevent you guys from getting the ball inside. You ended up taking 23 shots from three-point range and made just 5 of them, unfortunately. You know, I know a couple of the players told me that you guys prepared for the Tigers' man-to-man defense. So was playing a zone something that they really hadn't done much of, Coach?
Yeah, I mean, we watch a lot of film of those guys. Our own film when we played them early in the season, and then when they went against all the other competitors, didn't see it a lot. So we anticipated man. They came out with zone. I told the guys, hey, take that as a credit that they felt like they needed to run a zone in order to stop us. And to their credit, they did a good job in making us take some shots that we weren't used to. Still very proud of the guys because we were down, I believe it was 14 and a half. It was 19-33. I mean, that we could have just kind of thrown in the towel at that point. And we battled back and went on our own run, 39-33, third quarter. And as much as their defense was holding us, we were holding them. Mm-hmm. These are guys who are averaging 80 points a game. And have them at 39 points late in the third quarter, that was tremendous effort that these guys put in. And came down to the fourth quarter, we didn't hit our shots, and they started making their free throws. And that's kind of how it ended up. And again, credit to them. They're, you know, 24-0 now, I think 25-0 down at the Well, number 2 seed. And, you know, we'll definitely be cheering them on because, you know, that's a team that, you know, I enjoy Coach Surratt and being able to develop a friendship with him. And anytime you can see people have success that, you know, you've been able to play and compete against, you're going to cheer them on. So.
Sure. Well, in the first game against Madrid, Hayden, you guys were out-rebounded by a 42-20 margin. But in the rematch, you guys were much more competitive on the boards. You had 4 rebounds, and your team only lost the rebounding battle by a 29-24 margin. So is that something you guys really emphasized in practice?
It was. And going into the practices before the Madrid game, I think rebounding was probably the most emphasized part of the game going into that Drake game. And so we were doing just tons of drills on rebounds because we did not want to go into that game and get crushed on the rebounds again. And I think the stats are a testament to the work we put in.
Well, Madrid certainly has some size. Coach, they were led by 6'5" freshman Jevin Severson, who had 20 points and 8 rebounds. You know, and he's a load already, but he's going to be a beast by the end of his high school career, isn't he?
We have been dealing with Severson's for about 10 years now. They have an older brother who played up at Waldorf. Their senior guard, Torn, he's going to be going to Waldorf, I believe, next year as well. So, yeah, we've been dealing with them, but, man, you know, you have to applaud the effort that they do, and definitely going to continue to see them in the next couple of years. And, you know, we're just going to have to beef up our weightlifting this summer because we'll be seeing them again. And I know our guys will always look forward to being able to compete with some of the top teams.
Well, Hayden, the Class 1A tournament will get underway on Wednesday. Are you planning to go to any of the games or watch them online?
I'm going to be in St. Augustine, Florida, so I'm going to try and tune into the games as much as I can. I think that's something I really enjoy, going up and watching the state games as a team, but I will not be there in person this year.
Well, I don't blame you for going to Florida. Do you think Madrid has a chance to win it, and would you like to see them win it?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think any time that you compete with a team, like Coach said, that is that good and that talented, you want to see them do well because just being able to compete with them, and I wouldn't mind seeing them taking the championship home this year.
Well, how about you, Coach? Will you go to any of the games?
Yeah, we're going to take a group of the guys down on Wednesday to watch them all, and that's been an annual thing for us that we want to see the guys, see the top teams in the well. And, yeah, I think it's going to be a very competitive 1A bracket. You got some traditional teams that made it a tradition to be down at Wells Fargo, and Madrid does have to play Borden Hole, who is a team that's even won it in 2A. They've gone back and forth, and so I think it's going to be very competitive. Along with Hayden, I would be all for Madrid winning it and being able to congratulate Coach Surratt if that happens.
Well, I'm not as familiar with the Class 1A teams. Marquette Catholic is the top seed. Mm-hmm. Do you know much about them?
You know, I know that they came one game short last year. They played North Lynn, who had won, I believe, 5 championships in a row. And North Lynn is still in the bracket. That could be the second round matchup, which would be a matchup of last year's state championship. Marquette, they've got a couple of guys that are really athletic and can score multiple levels. But even then, they've got a tough first round game against Remsen St. Mary's, who's also a traditional powerhouse in 1A. So honestly, I wouldn't be surprised whoever wins out of the field of 8, because each of these teams has been at state multiple years in a row. They've experienced it even in football. I know each of these teams have also had success there. So I'm looking forward to watching it, and Lord willing, we will be there next year and being able to have the people come watch us.
Well, I just got a couple more questions for you guys. And Jay, I know Lanny Neihardt is one of your assistant coaches. He's your dad, right?
Yes, yeah.
All right. Well, I know he used to coach the Faith Baptist women's basketball team. I think he still coaches volleyball, doesn't he?
He does, yeah.
So is he the reason you wanted to get into coaching?
I've always been in the gym. I would get off the bus from school, and I would walk, not to my house, but I'd walk to the gym because that's where my dad would be. And I'd be watching volleyball, watch a lot of basketball, and just been a coach's kid. And it's always been my dream to be a teacher and a coach. And thankfully, God led me to Ankeny Christian. I was given the opportunity to do both. And just happened to work out that my dad could join me because volleyball season gets done end of November, which is right when we start basketball. And so he comes on over and does a great job. He does a wonderful job. Anytime I need something written up, say, all right, hey, here's the pad. Write something up, out of bounds play, something along those lines. He does a really good job in that area. It's obviously a lot of fun to be able to coach with him.
And Hayden, what are your plans for next year? Do you know what you're going to do yet?
Yeah, I'm going to be attending Faith Baptist Bible College just down the road from ACA, actually. And I'm not sure what I'm going to major in yet, but I'm definitely planning on playing basketball, and I'm looking forward to the college experience up in Ankeny. So.
All right. And I see that there's a Hudson Davis on this one. So I assume he's your brother?
Yeah, he is. And he had stepped up in different ways. Southeast Warren, he hit, I think, 2 big free throws towards the end of the game. Jed actually went down with an elbow injury, so Hud stepped in and fired up the coal mine, as he would say, and hit 2 free throws that were huge in that game. But it's been a really good experience to be able to play with Hudson this year.
Well, I see you put up some good stats, in his reserve role this year. I think he shot like 66% from the field. So do you think he'll have a chance to play a bigger role next year?
Yeah, for sure. He's putting in the work already this offseason. I know he's really excited for next season. I'm really excited to come down to the school and watch him play too.
One coach, your team will return 2 starters next year, and Jed Rood and Tyson Fincham. You mentioned them earlier, along with Isaac Venema, who started 18 games, and then Marcus Peterson, who was one of your top reserves. So you have to feel pretty good about the potential for next year.
I do, yeah. And again, I think the guys are still hungry. They know how close they were to making it to Wells Fargo, and they're not going to be satisfied with that. And we actually just had what we call exit interviews with the guys, where we had them come in with the coaches, and we talked about the past season, but then we're talking about next year already. We often say that basketball never stops, that the season may be ended, but we're going to keep putting in the work. And as a coach, my first year, I lost in the first round, second year, second round, third round last year. This year was the 4th round. So I told them, listen, based on what's happened, next year's the year. But we know it's not going to be easy, and there's going to be teams like Madrid. They're going to revamp again, and everybody else obviously wants to be there. But, we've got some good talent coming in, both freshmen, sophomores, and then we've got our guys returning who will be our seniors, and just looking for those next leaders to replace Hayden and Austin and Aiden, who just did a wonderful job again for us and it put us in a position to just have great success.
Well, congratulations again to both of you on an outstanding season. And Coach, enjoy the tournament. Hayden, enjoy Florida. And thanks, you guys, for coming in today. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Dan.
Thank you.
You bet. All right, you've been listening to the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast, sponsored by Legacy Realty of Iowa and Revive Dermatology Clinic and Spa. Whether you're buying or selling, choosing the right real estate agent is key. With Legacy Realty of Iowa, you'll work with a dedicated agent from our team of 75-plus professionals who know the Ankeny market like the back of their hand. Our agents provide personalized service to meet your unique needs and goals, ensuring your real estate journey is smooth and successful. As one of the largest brokerages in the area, we leverage the latest tools, resources, and marketing strategies backed by the power of LPT Realty to give you the edge in today's competitive market. At Legacy Realty of Iowa, it's not just about a transaction, it's about building your legacy. Well, I want to thank my guests again for coming in today. We had Realtor Tiffany Rummelhart, along with Ankeny Christian Academy boys basketball coach Jay Neihart and senior forward Hayden Davis. I appreciate the time from all those folks. And I'm not sure if we'll have a podcast next week during the week of spring break, but if we do, we'll be back here at our usual time. And if not, to come back in 2 weeks for another edition of the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast.